The Fix, written by David Baldacci, read by Keith Brewer and Orla Cassidy. Darkness. It awaited us all, individually, in our final moments. Amos Decker was thinking that as he sat in the chair and studied the body. Ann Berkshire lay on a metal table in the FBI's morgue. All her clothes had been removed and placed in evidence bags to be later analyzed. Her naked body was under a sheet. Her destroyed face was covered as well, although the fabric was stained with her blood and destroyed tissue. A post-mortem was legally required, even though there was no doubt whatsoever as to what had caused the woman's death. Walter Dabney, by an extraordinary twist, was not dead. Not yet, anyway. The doctors at the hospital to which he'd been rushed held no hope that he would recover or even regain consciousness. The bullet had tunneled right through his brain. It was a miracle he had not died instantly. Alex Jameson, Ross Bogart, two of Decker's colleagues on a joint task force composed of civilians and FBI agents, were with Dabney at the hospital right now. If he regained consciousness, they would want to capture anything he might utter that would explain why he had murdered Ann Berkshire on a public street and then attempted to take his own life. Dabney's recovering to the point of being questioned was simply not going to happen, the doctors had told them. So for now, Decker simply sat in the darkness and stared at the covered body. Although the room was not actually dark for him. For Decker, it was an ethereally bright blue. A near-fatal hit he'd received on the football field had commingled his sensory pathways, a condition known as synesthesia. For him, death was represented by the color blue. He had seen it on the street when Dabney had killed Berkshire. And he was seeing it now. Decker had given statements to the D.C. police and the FBI, as had the security guard who had joined him at the scene. There hadn't been much to say. Dabney had pulled a gun and shot Berkshire and then himself. That was crystal clear. What wasn't clear was why he had done it. The overhead lights came on, and a woman in a white lab coat walked in. The medical examiner introduced herself as Lynn Wainwright. She was in her 40s, with the compressed, slightly haunted features of a person who had seen every sort of violence one human could wreak on another. Decker rose, showed her his ID, and said he was with an FBI task force, and also that he had witnessed the murder. Decker glanced over as Todd Milligan, the fourth member of the joint task force, entered the room. A fifth member, Lisa Davenport, a psychologist by training, had not returned to the group, opting instead to go back to private practice in Chicago.